From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. That's the sound of the Military Honor Guard at the annual Veterans Day wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknowns. On a gray, rainy day, President Obama made the trip to Arlington National Cemetery this morning. He paid tribute to the nation's veterans and to those currently serving in the military.
In this time of war, we gather here mindful that the generation serving today already deserves a place alongside previous generations for the courage they have shown and the sacrifices that they have made. In an era where so many acted only in pursuit of narrow self-interest, they've chosen the opposite.
President Obama led the ceremony a day after honoring the 13 victims of last week's shootings at Fort Hood, Texas. There are questions, meanwhile, about whether investigators missed clues that could have headed off the Fort Hood shootings. One is whether Pentagon officials knew about contacts made between the suspected shooter, Major Nidal Hassan, and a radical Islamic cleric. Two government officials say a joint terrorism task force was aware of the communications months ago, but a military official denies knowing about them. Later today, President Obama meets again with his national security team to chart a new course for the war in Afghanistan. The White House says he's now considering four strategy options. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly has more.
President Obama has not made a decision yet, either on troop levels or on an overall strategy for the way forward. That's according to National Security Advisor James Jones, who issued a rare statement insisting that, quote, any reports to the contrary are completely untrue and come from uninformed sources. But President Obama is making progress and has now narrowed his deliberations to four options, says White House spokesman Robert Gibbs. Gibbs says the president will review those options with his war council today. Gibbs refused to elaborate on what the four options are. A formal announcement of a new war strategy is not expected until after Mr. Obama returns from an extended trip to Asia. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
NATO says the body of a missing U.S. soldier has been found in western Afghanistan. He and another soldier disappeared last week as they tried to recover airdrop supplies that ended up in a river. The disappearance triggered a search by NATO and Afghan forces that resulted in the deaths of eight Afghans in a suspected friendly fire incident. NATO says its forces are still searching for the second soldier. Also today, Afghan authorities say two people are dead after a suicide bomb attack near a NATO convoy. Stocks are rising on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 39 points at 10,286. The NASDAQ Composite Index up 12 points at 2,163. And the S&P 500 is up 5 at 1,098. This is NPR News. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. still intends to send a senior diplomat to communist North Korea. This despite a naval skirmish between North and South Korea. The two exchanged gunfire for the first time in 7 years yesterday. Speaking in Singapore today, Clinton said the clash does not affect the decision to send the envoy to Pyongyang.
We think that is an important step that stands on its own. It is connected to our efforts, along with our six-party partners, to move toward resumption of the six-party process.
Clinton is referring to persuading North Korea to return to six-nation nuclear disarmament negotiations. She's in Singapore, where she is attending a forum of Pacific Rim leaders. Iran says it wants Russia to deliver on its air defense promises. Jessica Gallagher has details from Moscow.
Iran is urging Russia to make good on an air defense contract it signed with Tehran and ignore Israeli pressures for delaying the deal, which has also raised concerns in Washington. Moscow signed an agreement 2 years ago to sell Tehran S-300 surface-to-air missiles, but the Kremlin has yet to deliver. The equipment is capable of shooting down aircraft, crews, and ballistic missiles more than 90 miles away. The U.S. and Israel vehemently oppose the deal because it would increase Tehran's defense capabilities at a time when Iran's nuclear activities are in question. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev had mentioned earlier in the year that Russia might reconsider the delivery of the missiles. Moscow has delivered weaponry to Iran in the past, including other anti-aircraft systems. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.